Delivery Principles, your source for our software delivery principles at Worldwide Technology. Delivery principle number 3, deploy often.
The third synchrony delivery principle is release working software as often as the client can tolerate. The original text of the Agile principle for this one said, deliver working software frequently, from a couple of weeks to a couple of months, with a preference for the shorter timescale. We felt that being so specific in the principle about the timescale was not as necessary now as it was back when these principles came out, and wanted to rather emphasize that shorter timelines are better. What we really want to get from this principle is that we're generating real business value as often as we possibly can for our customers, and that's what makes us valuable to them. That means we get feedback about what we're building and the assumptions behind it. We're finding out about problems as early as possible. And we're taking on, right at the beginning of the project, what tends to be the hardest part about it, which is deploying to a production environment. We do need to be sensitive about the reality that our customers have constraints that keep them from the ultimate goal of continuous delivery. And we need to respect and work around those. However, we should always be seeking for ways to decrease the amount of time between deployments because of all the benefits it provides. So with this principle, we put together several ways that your team can know if they're doing all they can to provide frequent releases for the customer. As a baseline, you need continuous integration automation that demonstrates that it's always possible to deploy your application in a working state. Now, most teams have this already. It's been a staple for us for a long time, but it's not something we should take for granted. Then we need a way for our customers to be able to access and evaluate work that we've done with minimal work or support, whether it's in production or in some kind of staging environment. You need a way to monitor the stability of all your deployment environments so that if something goes wrong, you can get it back into a working state again. Any environment that you deploy to needs to be as close as possible to a production environment. The whole team needs to really understand the deployment and rollback procedures for your application. And not only your team, but the stakeholders need to as well, so that they can understand what it's going to take to be able to make changes to the application once we're gone. This also lets them continue to work to reduce the time between deployments. Next, if anything is in the way of deploying to production, those obstacles need to be tracked as risks and escalated frequently to the customer. Even if we're in a situation where we know we won't deploy for months, we need to be constantly working on what's getting in the way on a regular basis. Finally, unless you're in a continuous delivery environment, conversations about reducing the amount of time between deployments need to be held regularly with the client, quarterly at the very least. So many project struggles or major misses in our company's history can be traced back to delayed deployments. They can result in missing deadlines, loss of real profit or business value for the customer, or wasted time and effort, sometimes which we end up paying for ourselves. It's important for us to remember how much value the team and project can gain from getting our work in front of customers and make it a top priority to release as frequently as possible. Thanks.